First of all, then, team news-wise, as we look ahead to the Oldham match first, how are you looking?
Yeah, everybody came through the game at Stevenage, which is good. So we've got those 18 fit, and little Flo Cavalier was ill for the game, so he'll come back into the squad and make 19.
Good news then. Busy period. Everybody's healthy.
Yeah, it is. It is good news, and you know, Sean Miller back on the pitch for 90 minutes, worked very hard and looked sharp. So he'll be in our thoughts as well for that period.
Is that sort of further evidence of the fact that still he needs drip feeding back into the team after such a long time away from regular first team football?
It is, yeah. You know, when you're faced with five games in 14 days, there's no way he could play anywhere near all of them. So it would be a case of maybe one play one, come out for one, and then be in contention for the next one again.
Because it's interesting that you said a couple of weeks ago that it could still be another six to eight months before he's back fully firing again.
Yeah, certainly after Christmas, and you know, once you miss pre-season training as well, so it'll be next. He'll work a lot on his fitness for the rest of the season with games and everything. But to get a really good pre-season under his belt next summer, then hopefully we'll see the best of him.
How much over this period do you have to look at almost prior planning, because they can't all play every minute of every game? Well, some might be able to, but you are going to have to make changes along the way.
Yeah, we are. What we're trying to do is get the balance up. The main thing we concentrate on is picking the team for there and then for that day and that particular game. And then we look at what we'll have available after that if we need to make changes. But we're not in a position where we can say we'll leave one or two out for the next game or the next one. We put our best team on the pitch to win that game, which we tried to do Saturday.
It's interesting, though, across this period, you will also get the chance to run the final rule, as it were, over players who are maybe on the list for loans out when the January window opens.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the ones that if we want to keep them or not, and see if we can do deals for them. And one or two that we're looking to get out ourselves to make room. So, yeah, it'll be a busy period in terms of games, but also in decisions.
I was going to say, this month of January, is it a big month for you in terms of the decisions you will want to make for the future of the season? Not next season and what have you, but for the future of the next 5 months?
Yeah, it is in terms of that period. But we're very pleased with what we've seen in the last 6-8 weeks. And we just want a few additions to them, create some space in the squad, one or two out. But I think the main business will be done next summer in terms of looking forward and building a team from there.
Do you, because I know we've asked you about this periodically over the last couple of months, but do you know now how many ins and outs you would like in an ideal world to get the squad to the number you want?
For January?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, we've got a good idea, yeah. But we're working on the outs already, to get started early, and we've had one or two positive responses for a couple of our players, and that'll help us out hopefully in January.
Could you see those deals going through sort of as it opens, if you like? Are you looking to get them off the books that quickly?
Well, not especially, but the other teams would like them that quickly, so it will be dictated to by them, by the other teams largely, and then we'll try and get our deals in place at the same time, because although it opens, they could be available for New Year's Day if all the paperwork's sorted.
Right. Are you looking to act that quickly then?
Yeah, if possible. We'll see. You know, it might be possible in one or two cases, not all of them, but if we get the deals set up going out, there's no reason why we can't push them coming in.
I've got to ask, who are you looking to move on then if the deals are pending?
Well, it's difficult to say at this time because there's, might be one or two still involved in the squad. But, the ones who are outside the squad, certainly. We've got some good young players out on loan at the moment, so we'll be looking to extend them. That's good experience for them. So that's the first job, and then one or two on the fringes after that.
And as you conduct your search for ins then, what are the kind of the key characteristics, I suppose, and possibly even career records you're looking at to try and get into the squad?
We just want players that will improve us, mainly in the short term. If at all possible as well, we've always tried to take loans with a view to looking at them for next season as well, for either permanent signings or season-long loans after that. So you get a good idea in the 3 or 4 month period if you want to work with somebody over a longer period, and if they're going to be suitable for our, to mount a challenge in League One.
So you've obviously got solid foundations now. The team are ticking over nicely. Where do you feel that an improvement is needed?
Just in a little bit strengthening the squad in different areas, probably all the way through the squad, with the exception of the goalkeeping situation. We're happy with the two or three we've got there, but all the way through, if we can improve in each department, get one in and one of each, then we'll do that.
Obviously, you have several players here on loan, and they've played a lot of football recently. Have decisions been made about them as to whether they're staying or going back?
No, not 100% yet. We've got a good idea, but not 100% decisions on them. And we've got to speak to the other clubs as well to see if they're available on the current deals or even a bit cheaper if we can.
What's pleased you most about this run then that you've started to build? What has particularly pleased you about how the team have progressed?
I think we're going out there with a bit more belief now, which isn't complete yet, but we're going out there to places, difficult places like Cambridge and Stevenage and Orient as well. And we're saying, I believe that we're not going to lose those games. And the players have got that as well. And they came in and it was a bitter disappointment on Saturday that we hadn't won the game. And they recognised and realised how well they'd played, but we still didn't get the 3 points, which is a good sign. And that should be every game that we go into. We're looking to win it. We're looking to play well. And as I say, it's not from an arrogant viewpoint. It's just that we think we've got good enough players to take that opinion.
Has it been a difficult job to rebuild that confidence? Because on similar lines, I suppose, there would have been a lot of players in the squad who would have thought, not regardless, but look, have fancy another crack at automatic promotion in the playoffs this year. And obviously, as you know, it didn't transpire like that. So has it been a difficult process to rebuild that mindset?
It has, because not only the start with only the one win, but also that disappointment as well factored in. There's a lot of players hoping and a lot of supporters hoping for a promotion push this year. Sometimes it just doesn't work out like that in football. So you've got to get over it, accept the situation for what it is and deal with it. And I think we're just coming to terms with it now.
3 clean sheets in a row. How pleasing is that?
Yeah, it's great. It gives us a great foundation. And we talked last week whether we're, you know, concentrating more so on defensive side. And believe it or not, we're not. We're doing as much attacking-wise. And hopefully you're seeing that in the game Saturday, creating chances. We can't control the finishing, you know. That's one thing. But the build-up play and everything and how we want to get from one end of the pitch to the other, we can have a say in that. And that was excellent at times on Saturday.
I suppose, given the conditions as well, even more of an achievement because it looked horrendous.
Yeah, it was at times, you know, the wind and the rain. And you'd have thought, you know, it would suit Stevenage to really come and have a go at us in those conditions. But George has not had a shot, not had a thing to do. A very quiet game again, which is good. And we're just scratching our heads as to why we couldn't finish one of the chances.
Just on him for a moment or so. I mean, we've spoken to him a couple of times recently after matches and he's spoken about his development. So what are you doing with him then at the minute? Because he's spoken about being more commanding, both from a technical point of view and in his personality as well. How are you addressing that?
We're trying to address it in training. You know, he works very closely with Darren Ward on that. But in all the games, we have the 8-a-sides or whatever. That's where it starts. You know, you start with your communication and your commanding position from there. And then it's just no different than the outfield trainers. Then it should become second nature and you just take it into matches. But he's got a... You know, for 20 years old, his size, you know, his physique and everything, he's very well developed. And then it's just the other side. You can't give him that experience, you know, that just has to come with time. It comes with a couple of mistakes that we've seen already, you know, maybe one in the Gillingham game. But that's part of it, that's part of young players. And you see plenty of experienced goalkeepers making mistakes week in, week out as well.
But I would imagine that it's when you're dealing, if you've got somebody who's 27 and perhaps seen a little bit, you can do, he will not necessarily naturally get better, but there will be an added development because he'll just be older. He'll have seen more. He'll have been on the block a bit longer.
Yeah, just more experienced. And that's the only thing. George has got, for his age, a lot of experience already. But in terms of goalkeeping terms, they don't really mature until you're talking about 27, 28. You know, you're looking at outfielders maybe a little bit earlier, 25, 26. Goalkeepers that bit later. So he's got plenty of football ahead of him, plenty of learning to do.
Are you in on Christmas Day?
No, the lads are off. No, we'll work hard in the couple of days leading up. But no, we've tried it always over the years and not found it. It's made too much difference. So no, we've said from day one, they seem a very honest bunch. I think we can trust them. So they'll spend time with the families, which is probably where they should be.
You're the only one who said that. So the others are all being hauled in then?
I'm not aware of other clubs' plans. Doesn't really matter to us, you know. We sit down, we plan the pre-season. They're going to be in just about every day after that, up until after the Warsaw game. So, no, I don't see any harm in them, you know. And as I say, we've tried it over the years at Derby and at Burton, we never at Burton on Christmas Day, but at Derby, and it didn't seem to make much difference. And you read about other managers and teams doing it. If they bring them in Christmas Day and they'll lose, you know. They can have Christmas Day off and lose. So, no, it won't matter.
So when you are back in action, it's against Oldham. What do you make of them then, right now?
Up and down, I think. I saw them in the cup on the TV at Mansfield. Second half performance was excellent. Once I went that one goal behind, I controlled the game. And then I was reading Lee Johnson's comments, how disappointed he was on the follow-up on Saturday. So not quite sure what to expect from them. We played them early on in the season when we were at Derby in the Cup, of course. good pass inside. Jose was in midfield for them that that night as well. So I'm glad he's not playing against us.
It'd be nice for him as well, just to say, look how far I've come, I suppose, with great respect to Oldham.
About 40 miles.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good reward for him because he had a good season at Oldham last year, started this one well. And he's a player that I think we're just starting to see the last 2-3 weeks. A real talent emerging. And he's 21, 22 now, he's not a young lad in Everton's reserves now. We want some more maturity from him in his performances. We're surprised he's got 4 bookings under his belt. He shouldn't have, for the sort of player he is. I think a couple of them have been petulant, so we want those sorts of things out of his game, and then his ability will flourish.
Why do you think things have started to work for him differently then in the last 4 or 5 matches then?
He's done it all himself just by his hard work. He started in training, and then he got on the pitch for the odd half an hour here and there, 20 minutes, impressed us. And he's one of the first names on the team sheet at the moment, so now he's turned it around himself. We can only pick a team on what we see in training and what we see in the performances on a Saturday. And we'll be very honest with them about that. If they're working hard enough, we'll tell them. If they're not, then we'll certainly tell them that as well.
Fans, the media, we're all guilty about sort of pigeonholing players and thinking they are compatible with one or another. But do you think in the role that he plays, he can fit with any of the strikers you've got up there? Miller and Porter being different types of players, can he fit with them both?
Yeah, I think he can. And it was interesting Saturday. It's the first time we played him up with 2 strikers as well, or off 2 strikers. And with Doyle and Stephen McGinn behind him. They formed a nice little triangle, the 3 of them, and then he was supporting Sean and Chris Porter as well. So, no, it was good to see it. Yeah, he can adapt to a variety of roles, and I would think he could do a wide role as well in midfield, albeit a narrow one.
Over this festive period, as things stand right now, before it all really begins, the team just above you and the team just below you, you have a chance to build some real momentum here.
We have, yeah, with the unbeaten run we're on. I hope we can stay unbeaten over the Christmas period. But, they'll be looking at it the same way as well, Oldham and Tranmere, and thinking it's a great opportunity for us to, get a few points. We've not been firing on all cylinders at home as much as we would have liked, but it's an opportunity with 2 games in 4 days to put that right.